Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. For those listening later, make no mistake that this is a red letter day. That's an expression that is used in the culture of my partner to say this day is unusual, to be remembered and special. This is the first time that my partner has faced off, meaning face to face, with others in the room during the energy of a Cryon channel. It makes a difference, dear ones, to those listening mostly. The energy that is developed in a channel, in a meditation, or even profound teachings has a consciousness which is a multidimensionality that can go anywhere, even off planet, dear ones. We have told you this before. Science has given evidence of it with entanglement, that consciousness and multidimensional energies of these kinds can go around the world. Not only that, they can do it after the fact, even when listening. That is the timelessness of the profound messages of spirit. It echoes what consciousness of benevolence truly is. When you take a look at that and analyze that which you would call benevolence, that which you would call any of the words that you've used in the past, which are those spiritual words which you describe that which you feel at the cellular level when you step into this energy. Now, stepping into this energy is the key. Every single human being has free choice. And the free choice is to cognize or not. When you listen to these words, is there an energy with it or not? Is there benevolence? Is it a compassionate presentation? Does it have what we would call the third language or not? Now, the third language has nothing to do with that which you would say is third in line from one. Indeed, the third language is a description of what the three means in so many systems of numerology. It's an energy of transmission, a message, which is a catalyst, perhaps, of many other things. So when you would be in this energy, dear ones, of channeling and listening and sitting, there may be other messages being delivered to you simultaneously to the one that is in English, or even the one that's being translated now in other languages. So this is the energy you have the choice to step into or not. The free choice, even from those who are spiritually minded, often is based on what you've been taught. Is it appropriate? Is it not appropriate? There is no right or wrong in any of these things, for free choice for many will still take them to the best information their own way. First thing we would do is to acknowledge that there are so many differences in cultures and attitudes and teaching, that so many will find the same spirit and never listening to a channeling. And others will go right to it, understanding that that is their Akash and this is what their lineage is here, and as old souls they want to hear it. It's an odd time, dear ones, is it not, as we meet with you in August after 4 months of not being with any human beings at all on the other side of the message in person. My partner buzzes with excitement that this is indeed possible and is able to be done, even in a limited way, this day, at this time. Let's talk about the virus. Not the virus per se, but let's talk about something that you may or may not have noticed. There have been a lot of viruses come and go in your lifetime, in modern days. That which you call the Hong Kong flu took more lives than this one. Did you notice? And yet it was not a shutdown of the planet now, was it? All of these that came and went, you never had what you have today. This leads to the speculation, of course, of conspiracies. It leads to the speculation of why now and what's controlling it and all of these things. What if I told you that there is intervention? And the intervention is not governmental, dear ones. The planet has been stopped for a little while. Just for a little while. And that was on purpose, and it had to happen after 2012. The planet has been stopped. I want you to look at this for a moment. Almost every one of the attributes that you are having right now due to this virus would be as though a major war had broken out on the planet. You can't go anywhere. You cannot travel from country to country. Even the mail has been stopped in certain cases. It sounds a whole lot like what you had in some of the last large wars. Your economy seems to be in shambles. It is not, but it seems to be. All of this is frightening, creates great anxiety. But more than that, it takes so many to zero in their thinking. What's next? What do I do? Because I can't go here. I can't go there. I can't do what I normally do. I cannot support my family the way I'm used to it. What do I do next? Then there is the hand-wringing. Then there's the fear. Many at this time turn to that which is their spirituality, and they never would before. Safe to say, and we know, tens of millions, if not more, starting to seek out that which they intuitively feel is their helper for now. Something that they didn't do on a regular basis because they were just a little too busy. And now they can. Not only can they, there are some who will go to that place which is their solace in their meditation, and they'll find something that they didn't know was there. They didn't remember, perhaps, was there. An alliance with the Creator. Now I say alliance because that is the key word, the creative energy that put you together, your soul, your life, your humanism, your consciousness, your Akash, is what you call God. And there are so many who would teach you that this is apart from you. It's an energy you worship apart from you. You dress up and you go to a building like this one. And it's presented to you in a way that says it's somewhere else. And you hook to it for a day or so, or maybe even an hour or so. But it's temporary, isn't it? Because that's the training. You see, God's out there and you're in here. And if you look around, dear ones, you'll find that is the modality of God. In the modern world, the third world, perhaps not, but the first world, absolutely. You've been trained and taught. You change, you dress up, you go, you be, you kneel or not. And that's where you meet that part of you, which is the Creator. And then when that's over, you go home. You take off those dressings. And that, dear one, is not the way it is, and you know better. It's also not what's taught in this room. We're at Unity Village. I'm going to talk about that in my next channel. Yes, Myrtle, I will tell them this truth. You don't know what you don't know. But for now, for all those listening, we are in a sacred place, a place built for high consciousness, a place that has underlying secrets that over 100 years ago were starting to be revealed and are here today for you to see. I'll get there. You'll see. That's the next channeling. But for now, those with free choice and go to that place, the draw to zero for help. It's time for them to awaken to a new, actual new cognizing of who you are. You are part of the creative source. You are that which has been loosely translated as a child of God. Now that is a metaphor. And if you've looked into that, it's a metaphor that is filled with love and compassion and a direct message to you. What do you do for your kids? What are they to you? If the metaphor, if you are a child of God, what does a spirit or a creative source would do with you? And the answer is love you beyond measure. Would know your name all their lives. If God had a life like yours, your name would be on the lips of God until the last breath. Because your children are the same. Some of you, and you know who I mean, who've lost children before their time, their name will be on your lips in your last breath. You'll never forget that which came from your loins, your DNA. That is your child. And then here comes the message of old, very, very long ago, that said, you are a child of God. What does that mean to you? And here's what it could mean. Your DNA is the same as the Creator. Your DNA may have actually come from the stars. You're not what you think. You're not what you were told. You are far more magnificent than anything any system has ever been able to teach you. And when you start to cognize that, everything starts to change. And the anxiety starts to lessen because you know that your name is known by the Creator and things will get better and can get better. But if you go into anxiety and fear, you start your own biological shutdown and they get worse. Your body wants to know that God loves you. Did you hear that? Your chemistry wants to know that your name is known by the Creator right now. For those who are listening, who are in trouble, that is the message of the day. Is that you're not alone. And that God is not outside looking down. You are inside with the Creator, experiencing this simultaneously. That which you call God, that which you call the compassionate energy of creation, lives in you in every cell at some level because that's your soul. The soul is eternal, and almost every belief system on the planet acknowledges that. Did you realize that? No matter what the belief system is, it has you existing after death. What does that tell you? There is a full acknowledgement that the soul is eternal. Some even go so far as to say it was here before you got here, including those who had the first intuitive spiritual system on the planet, the Hindu. Dear ones, there's so much to look at here, but when you're busy, you don't see it. What if the planet is stopping to allow a collection of old souls to start claiming their lineage when they didn't know they were old souls? And that means that they will start cognizing that there's something grander here. And what would that be for? They would say, okay, I'll grant that maybe there was intervention and maybe the world has stopped and maybe this is something new, but what's to be gleaned from that? What is the purpose? And the answer is evolution of consciousness. When the old souls of this planet start to understand who they are and why they're here and why they're the gender that they are, all the things we talked about of the shift in progress right now in your face, including the virus, has purpose. And this will raise the consciousness of the planet. Crying, you're crazy. You've seen the news lately. Some kind of a raising of consciousness, huh? And I'll tell you, dear ones, you got to take some baby steps and some things got to break before you're going to fix them. And they may have appeared to be broken for a long time, but this time you're going to see solutions. It's time. What if the world was put here so the darkness can show and the solutions can start to be developed by old souls and mature minds, so that when you come out of this, things will start to change? What if this is a time where things start exposing themselves that never would have exposed themselves before? Well, time for you then to fix it. And then there are all those, they say, well, Cryon, what about politics? And the answer is the same as I've always said before. These changes in consciousness are going to be seen slowly, and you will see it in your politicians, not now. But through the cycles that you have and have set up, you will start to see those starting to run for office that are far more benevolent to each other than you've ever seen before. You won't see that yet, because everyone involved at this moment is still deeply entrenched in the old energy. Slaughter the other one, so you will be first. That is dripping with old energy of survival and has nothing to do with compassion. But it will. You'll see. There'll come a day when you will judge your candidates by how good they are to each other. Do you believe that? And you say, well, we're not in this country. You will see it. And when you do, and when you start to, they may not quite be as popular yet. They may be standouts. There'll be those who say, well, that politician, he's too much of a nice person. Or she is too much of a lovely woman to ever make a difference in this hard political arena. And suddenly, you'll find they get elected. And you'll say, what's going on? Because a higher consciousness starts to honor compassion and kindness. Honor kindness. Can you believe that? What kind of kindness are you seeing right now? And the answer is not much. But that doesn't mean it's not coming. It's just going to take some time. But right now, there's a lot of thinking about it. Don't you find it interesting that this whole thing occurred at the crux of your election? What a coinky-dinky that is. It's all on purpose. You can take a look. Not just you, the world can take a look. What do you see you don't like? And for some of you, you will say just about everything. We don't like what's going on our media. We don't like what's going on in our government on either side right now. It's broken. And in that case, I want you to sit and smile and say, bingo. You got it. It's all broken. But it doesn't mean it's failed. It just means it's ready for fixing. And that, dear ones, is going to come from the old souls, like the ones sitting in front of me now, and their children and what they teach. Don't be fooled. I am talking about your soul. I'm not talking about the human with the name, because you're not done. Everyone in this room, everyone on stage, will be back with a higher consciousness and continue what has started right now. Can you believe that to such a degree that you don't fear that which you would then call death? Because it will be appropriate on time, and the party will begin, just like it always did, only this time you return to a planet that's gone through the shift, and everything that may have bounced off a consciousness in the past will now start to be accepted. And that's the difference on this planet. Changes are afoot. You know they are. The virus is one of them. For those who are listening now, I sit in front of a group, a small group, who is in compliance with that which has been mandated for distancing and so on. That's all going away. But for now, it's important you realize truly what it might mean. When I come back in the next channeling, I'll talk more about where I sit and some of the revelations that happened so long ago that are now ripe for now. And so it is.